Okay, good morning, Chaf Vav Cheshvon, the 15th of November. We are going to learn today, Bez Hashem, Shoftim Perek Vav, Sukim, Lamed Dalet, and Lamed Hey. The Ruach, let's read them both together just to get them in context. Okay, so what happened now? So, Midjan, Amalek, and Bnei Kedem gathered and went up to Emek Israel. That's Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. The Ruach Hashem, Lavsha es Gidon. The spirit of Hashem, Lavsha es Gidon. How do we translate Lavsha?
Came upon.
Came upon. Okay, that's not so literal. That's not literal. Enclosed. Clothed. Okay, that's more literal.
Enveloped.
Clothed, enveloped. Okay. Lavsha es Gidon. Vayiska bashofar. Vayiska b'shofar, they blew the shofar. Vayizoek aviezer acharav. Vayizoek, what does vayizoek mean? Vayizoek.
As an alarm.
Okay, so. Okay. Mustard. Mustard, okay. Okay. The Mefarshim actually say Vayizoik is Inyan Asifa, to gather together. I guess the Zaka causes people to gather together, but it means to gather. Vayizoik. So Vayizoik, Aviezer Achav, and Aviezer gathered after him. Who's Aviezer?
It's his clan.
His mishpacha. Okay, good. His mishpacha. We'll read both together. So let's read both together. Lamed Hey. Umalachim shalach b'chol Menashe. And malachim, what are malachim? Okay. Messengers were sent in all of Menashe. Vayizaek gam hu acharav. And they also gathered after him. Umalachim shalach b'asher uvizvulon uvnaftali. And Malachim were sent in Asher, in Zvulon, in Naphtali, Vaya'alu Likrasam. And they went up, what's Likrasam?
Toward them.
Likrasam. Okay. Questions on Pasuk Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hey. What are questions? So that's a good question. Actually, if you turn to the beginning of Perek Zayin, which is just in a couple of psukim, if you look in Perek Zayin, the first pasuk, it says Vayashkem Yerubaal Hu Gidon V'cholam. So it does call him Yerubaal. So that's the question. Why over here is it calling him Gidon and not Yerubaal? If he just got this name Yerubaal, shouldn't he be called Yerubaal? And you see later on the Navi does call him Yerubaal. We'll see. There's times he's called Yerubaal and times he's called Gidon, begs interpretation. We have to understand why he's called Gidon here. Good. Question number one. What else? Yeah? What'd you say?
It said Yaakov and Yisrael.
Also interchangeable. As opposed to other names which change and never, meaning Avram came to Avraham and it was never again called Avram. Sarai and Sarah.
He's called Yisrael when he's on Armadrego.
Oh, right. Right. So they refer to different things. So we'll have to understand that by Gidon as well. Is there a difference when the Navi calls him Gidon, when the Navi calls him Yerubaal? Okay. What else? Any other questions?
Lavsha.
Lavsha. Okay.
I thought
so what's the term Lavsha? Okay. Yeah. I mean, we just have to understand what is this Ruach Hashem? That you do understand? Ruach Hashem, you do understand.
I have a translation.
Okay.
Maybe.
So what's Ruach Hashem? What's Lavsha? Yeah. Yeah.
I have a translation from my wife's seminary here.
Okay.
The Yizaek answered the cry.
Answered the cry. Okay.
So apparently, okay. Grammatically, Yizaek.
It means to call to the sound. I guess. Not sure where they got that from exactly. Like I said, the Mefarshim say Inyan Asifa. Mesuzah Sion says Inyan Asifa. I'll Kiba b'za'akas hama'aseh. Okay, yeah. They came from the call of the one gathering. V'chein malecha ki nizakta. Okay, okay. There you go. Fine. Good. You're looking in the Targum? Targum says... Yeah, this to me means together. It's...
So it's a response to a cry, but the Shorish is about is a zakah. But the grammatical form is, says it's a response to a zakah.
They heeded the call. They heeded the call. Okay, what are the questions? So actually in the Torah, the mishpacha of Gidon is not Avi Ezer, it's Eezer, without the base.
Where
is that in the Torah? I'm not sure. I didn't find it. But one of the Mefarshim, the Kilas Yaakov, actually asked that as a question. That why is it Avi Ezer as opposed to Eezer the way it says it in the Torah, with the Mishpacha is Eezer. Okay.
Why is he being noted here?
Well, no. Avi Ezer is not. Is the family. He comes from the family of Avi Ezer or Eezer. That's Gidon's family. Remember the Shvatim were split into families. You have the Shevet, and then you have the different mishpachos in the Shevet.
Yeah,
okay, so you bring up something here. We'll get into this. Good. So there's actually, the Mefarshim point out to us, there are seemingly three separate groups over here. Okay? It says, first they blew the shofar, Vayiska b'shofar, Vayizayik Aviezer Acharav, and his family came after him. Then it says, Umalachim Shalach b'chol Menashe, messengers were sent to Menashe, Vayizayik Gamhu Acharav. Okay, that's the second group. So first you have his family, Gidon's family, Aviezer. Then you have his Shevet Menashe. And then, Umalachim Shalach Ba'asher Ubezvulon Uvenaftali Vaya'alu Likrasa. Okay, and the third time is Akasha here. The Mefarshim point out is the first two times it says Vayizoik Acharav, and the last one it says Vaya'alu Likrasa. A very different Lashon. So why is it changing the Lashon from Vayizoik to Vaya'alu? Okay, that's a question. Other questions? Any other questions? Do we have the map, by the way? What do we do with it? He's on his way. Okay, fine.
By the way, when it's mentioned in Yeshua, it says Aviezer.
It says Aviezer also in Yeshua. Okay. Oh, you did a sir. Did you find it in the Torah? Where it is in the Torah? You put it in as Aleph Yud Ayin Zayin Resh. See what comes up.
Aleph Yud
without the vase. Aleph Yud Ayin Zayin Resh.
Aleph Yud Ayin Zayin Resh. Then it's off.
Where is it?
Bamidbar.
Midvar Chavav. Yeah. So here it's talking about all the mishpachos. B'nei Yosef mishpachosam Menashe v'Ephraim. B'nei Menashe. Okay, it's listing the B'nei Menashe. L'machir mishpachas ha-machiri. U'machir olad es gilad. L'gilad mishpachas ha-giladi. Eile b'nei gilad. Eezer. But it actually does say Eezer mishpachas ha-Eezri. So you have both. So Eezer mishpachas ha-Eezri lechelek mishpachas ha-chelki. Okay, but it's certainly not Aviezri. Yeah. So it's Eezer and it's not Aviezer. So here you have it. Okay. So that's the kasha. It's Eezer and it's being changed to Aviezer. And Chaim's pointing out already in Yeshua it says Aviezer. That's interesting. That's interesting. It says it there already. Okay, fine. Any other questions? Any other questions?
We're doing Lamed Hei too.
Yes,
we're doing Lamed Hei too. Why does it
said separately about that he sent Malachim to Menashe, and they were alerted and gathered, and then separately to Asher and Zvulun, and then the different lines we have with Latam. Like, why isn't it just one flow that he sent Malachim to Menashe?
All right, good, very good. And that's what we just pointed out, that it seems that the Psukim is splitting this into three groups. You first have his Mishpacha, right? His family, Aviezer. Then you have his Shevet Menashe, and then you have Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali. Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali.
It's like a mobilization in stages.
Pinchas, just in time. Okay, what's missing here? Who's not being called? Who's not being called? Right, they're calling Asher, Zevulun, Naphtali. Is that the whole Klal Yisrael? Why Davka, Asher, Zevulun, and Naphtali? Okay, so if you're going to say it's their area, so here's Asher, Zevulun, Naphtali, but you have Yisachar, Menashe also right here.
Yisachar,
Menashe. Why is Yisachar, Menashe not being called? What?
Menashe built in.
Oh, Menashe is called, right. Menashe is called. I mean Menashe, I'm sorry. Ephraim, I meant. Thank you. Right? You saw, well, Ephraim's, the truth is, if you remember back to Yeshua, it's a big machlokus, exactly the territory of Menashe and Ephraim. Okay? Some learn like this, top bottom, and others learn they were side to side. I think the Gruff, I remember, learned Menashe and Ephraim are side to side. Not one on top of the other. When we went through the Pesukim there, we figured out how you work that out on the map, the way the borders are being drawn up in Yeshua. But Ephraim is certainly close enough to Menashe that Ephraim should be called, and Yisachar is right there also. So why Yisachar and Ephraim are not being called? This also bothers the Mefarshim. Okay, fine. So let's start to learn. Okay, so V'ruach Hashem. What does it mean? Ruach Hashem love Sha'ezgina. What does that mean? So Rashi says Ruach Gevura. Rashi says it's a Ruach Gevura. Same as the Radak. He says that like the Targum says, V'ruach Gevura min Kodam Hashem. That he got a spirit of strength. A spirit of strength was implanted, instilled into Gidon. The Ralbag says, first like Rashi and the Radak and others who say that as a Ruach Gevurah Shmosh Yitirgim Yonasan, the Atachinot, Shesharsa Alav Ruach HaKodesh, V'taka B'shofar V'nizaku Kol Mishpachas Aviezer Achra V'Haim Yoshe. Okay, fine. So he says the second pshat, that Shesharsa Alav Ruach HaKodesh. Shesharsa Alav Ruach HaKodesh. What does that mean, Ruach HaKodesh? So the Das Sofim says it like this. I'm not sure if he means exactly the same thing. Koach Ruchni Elyon. Avar Allah V'hedricho B'pu'ulosav. He had some type of spiritual power from above that came to help him. Ze haya koach miyuchad beikar lemilchama, and he says this is a special koach that's given to fight wars. Avol me'achas shemekoro haya elyon. However, even though it's a gevura dika thing, right? It's coming for war. It's coming from gevura, but since it's coming, its makar is from Hashem. It was elyon. Ketotsa meis gavrus haruach hatahora, velo meis gavrus haguf or haruach hapsula. Right, so it's coming from a kadosh dika place, from a tahor place, not just from a physical place. Kemo begiborim acherim, like other strong people, so their strength is coming either, he's saying, from a ruach psula or from just a physical, I don't know, I guess working out in the gym or something. That's not where it's coming from. Bivadai, but since it's coming from this gevura dika place, he says, Bivadai nis'ale gidon al yedekach Gam b'muvan haruchni. So Gidon is certainly also being lifted up in a spiritual way as well. Remember, Gidon is a very unique manhig. He's a very unique leader. He's not coming. He did not start off as a Talmud Chacham like most of our leaders. He is not a Talmud Chacham. So everything about Gidon is pretty unique, interesting. So this is what they're saying. He got this Ruach Hashem. So most of the versions say it's a Ruach Gevura, and the Das Sofim is explaining that it's a Ruach Gevura coming from an Elyon place, and therefore it makes him also more Ruchni, also more Ruchni. They bring, a lot of the Mefarshim bring from the Rambam. Okay, I think the Kilas Yaakov says it. No, actually, okay, we'll get to the Rambam in a minute. The Kilas Yaakov actually says, from the Zohar, Ruach Hashem Nikra Chachma. He says when it says Ruach Hashem, that means Chachma. So now, like Gvura, as the other one's name, Chachma, Lezetir Shela Olam B'Shas Milchama Ksiv Hachi V'Ruach Lavsha Esamasi. In Divrei Hayamim, also it says Ruach Lavsha. Ukiyotzei Lefi Debeis Milchama Chachma Bay. Because Yeshua, yeah, when you go to war, you need Chachma. Why do we need Chachma?
You have to figure out what the other side's going to do. You have to do what you need to do to fool them and to...
What would you say more important? Chachma or Gvura? By a Milchama. What's more important?
Chachma.
So that's what he says, yeah?
That from
Gidron
later on.
Right? Chachma by the betachabulos tasalacha Milchama. V'lezeh Gidron l'man yimtso bo shneyem ke'echad ruach chachma ubina. Okay? So for Gidron to have both Chachma and Bina, he says, Ma'asa v'yiska b'shofer. Sheshofer usod ha-noam ha-elyon shofer ha-yovel. U'kvar amarti she-gidon hu menashe ben Yosef l'zeh b'taku b'shofer miyad v'yizak av-ezer. Okay, so he's getting, I'm not sure what he means exactly here, but so somehow the shofer ha-yovel, I saw another, also Kabbalistic Sefer just said that little line also, that is like to be ma'ora the koach of the yovel. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but the Kilas Yaakov saying that's giving him also bina. So you have chachma and bina, chachma and bina. Okay, but others bring the Rambam. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim, it's Chelek Beis, Perek Mem Hei. In Moron Nevuchin, Mevayer Sha Madrega Hanemucha Biyoser Shel Shefa Eloki. So the lowest Madrega, the lowest level of getting Shefa, how would you say Shefa? Shefa Eloki, a
spiritual download.
Okay. Spiritual download, okay. Sheyuchal Adam Lekabel, right? So the lowest madrega of this Shefa from Hashem that a person could get is Ruach Gevura. Ruach Gevura, that's the lowest level. V'zer asher kibel kan Gidon. This is what Gidon is getting over here. Bad bebad im haruach hazeh avar al Gidon gam ruach shel tshuva. And he's saying, so Gidon also coming with this is tshuva. Okay, so a thrust here, a lot of...
Rambam says tshuva, or is
he? No, he's saying, I don't know if the Rambam says that. I'm not sure if that's also the quote from the Rambam. V'zer asher kibel kan Gidon. It could be this is part of the quote. I did not look up the Moron with him inside. Maybe this is part of the quote from but I do remember there's a Rambam, I think even in Mishnah Torah, which is similar, where he says, and it could be even brought up, we have to find it. It could be even brought up Gidon over there, but he said that there's a certain ruach that somebody will get, a certain ruach of Hashem to go and fight against the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Hashem will give a certain ruach, and that's what Gidon is getting over here. So he's not necessarily on the highest madrig of Nevuah. That's what I'm understanding here. But he's getting this ruach Hashem lavsha as Gidon. He's getting this ruach Hashem. So how many different pshatim we have? Most are learning it's a koach gevura, okay? The Das Zofen expands on it, it's Koch Gevura, but it's coming from an Elyon source, it's coming from a spiritual source, and therefore it also adds spirituality. And that's pretty much what the Mefarshim learned. The Rambam saying this is the lowest level of Ruach HaKodesh, I guess you would say the lowest level of Shefa from Hashem that a person can get. And this is what Gidon is receiving. And then we have Al Pi the Zohar that it's a Chachma, it's a Ruach Chachma, it's a certain wisdom that he's getting and how to fight the war properly. Yes, Shimon.
No, I'm saying it's not to fight he's not being tasked to be Gadol Hador in Torah. He's being tasked to be Chayav Hador.
Okay. Well, okay, fine. We have to add to that, though. I mean, what he adds is also tshuva, meaning he is bringing the nation to tshuva. And his first act, before the act of war, was the act of being mevatel the Avodah Zarah, being mevatel the Avodah Zarah, bringing back Emunas Hashem. So I think he does have a dual role. Maybe he's not, again, he's not giving lamdash shiurim, but he is instilling in Klal Yisrael also a new Emunah and tshuva, a koach ha-tshuva. So that's what some of the Mefarshim say. Okay, Vayiska b'shofar, he says the shofar of the Yovel. Again, I saw someone else say that. What that means exactly, I don't know. Okay, why does it say Gidon and not Yerubal? That's Shimon's question. So the Divrei Tova addresses that. The Divrei Tova says, I'm sorry. Yeah, here it is. Lomar v'ruach Hashem lavsh es Yerubal, ela es Gidon. Ki shem zeh, the name Gidon, mora al segulas Gidon l'natzeach b'milchama. The name Gidon more symbolizes his ability to be victorious in the war. Ki kishmo Gidon kachu, yigoda es karnei ha'oivin v'yashmidim. What's yigoda?
Gore?
Or I think more to like uproot maybe, right? Yigoda es karnei ha'oivim v'yashmide. Yigadeya, what?
You cut a tree down,
right? You uproot it, right? Yigoda es karnei ha'oivim v'yashmide. V'kachon aron l'kaiman in Perek Zayin Ches. Shebahem medubar al inyanei hamilchama shasa Gidon berov hamakomos muskar shem Gidon. He says when it's talking about war in connection to Gidon, so it uses the name Gidon, his name Gidon, and not Yerubal. Ki Hashem hasiguli shebo nirmas shegidon yinatzeach b'milchama. That's the name he used that he will be victorious in war.
Truncate.
Okay, good. He also says this lashon at the end of the pasuk. It says, "Vayizoyk Aviezer Acharav." Vayizoyk Aviezer Acharav, and they gathered after him. So the Divrei Tova says, "Why are they gathering after him?" By the way, who's coming? Who's coming? Who's the first to come? No. Before those Shvatim, who's coming? Who's the first to come?
His family.
His family. And what was his family doing the day before?
Worshipping Baal,
right? So it seems clear, right? And Mefarshim point this out. That his family now all banded together with him, right? Not, I don't know, within, you know, seemingly the speech of Yoash won them over, and they are now all with him. It doesn't say only segments came, and it's mashma that the whole family of Aviezer, and this was the family that was worshiping Avodah Zarah, they came with him. Yes, Pinchas. Loud. Yes.
That's such a surprise. They came under
It's not a surprise?
Even though they're worshipping the Baal,
right,
their enemies are still trying to destroy them by destroying all their food supplies. So they're under oppression. So it doesn't take much when there's like an opening comes available to like to throw it
I'll jump
it's
on
it's not like worshipping the Baal, it's actually done them any good.
Okay, very good. Good point.
Is attacking the Baal also somehow attacking Midian?
I think so. Meaning, you know, if we learn that
are they identified?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen that anyone say that specifically connecting Midian with the Baal necessarily. Where do we have it in Chumash? They worship the Baal over there. Oh, very good. Excellent. Yeah, good point. I didn't see anyone say it here, but excellent. Yeah, that's a very good point. So you're saying that there's something, an intrinsic connection between Midian and the Baal. And destroying the Baal is attacking their spiritual force, so to speak. I mean, it is. What we said, though, was that, of course, it was the beginning of the war because this is the tshuva. This is the tshuva that you need in order to win the war. They were worshipping Baal, the destruction of the Baal. We said it's the destruction. Some said why, one of the pshatim as to why you needed to matir all these isurim. Why did they matir Gidon to bring the carbon bachutz and v'chulu v'chulu. So one of the mefarshim said it was to subdue the Kochas HaTumah under the Kochas HaKedusha. They said, normally you'll have a massive tshuva movement first and that will do it, but here there wasn't time for that. So what did it was Gidon shechting their, destroying their god, so to speak, and shechting their carbon. So that was bringing the Kochas back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If I'm not mistaken, I think the Nesiv HaShalom in Chumash talks about Midian and the Baal. What's
Midian and the Baal connection? Okay, we'll have to look. Very good. Okay, we'll take a look at that. It's nice. No, nobody. Well, I didn't say that, but that's very nice. That's very nice. A nice connection, especially because it's also Pesach time, right? And it's happening on Pesach. Yeah, very good. Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay. Fine. So I think that takes you up as Lamed out. Okay. Moving on to Pasuk Lamed Hey. Who else sent Malachim? Who do you remember from Chumash who sent Malachim? Coming soon.
Yaakov.
Right. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So the Divrei Tova says, Bepshuto akavana shegidon shalach shluchim b'chol Menashe. Avon nero lefi ani azdaiti al pimashikas of Rashi and Bereshis. Al apasik vayishlach Yaakov Malachim lefana v'leisav achiv sheakavana lemalachim mamish. V'hainu shelamdu chazal sheheichon shekasev malachim b'torah, where it says malachim ein zem esparish rak al shluchim bilvad. It doesn't only mean shluchim. Elagam malachim mamish. V'chein kasev rashim b'midbar. V'nitzak el Hashem v'yishma koleinu v'yishlach malach v'yotzienu mimitzrayim. V'kasev rashim malach zem Moshe mikan, and Rashi says mikan, shanavim keruyin malachim. The Omer Vayu Malivim Bemalache Elokim. The Kach, and where else were Malachim sent? Eliezer. In Sefer Yeshua. Where does it say that they sent Malachim? In Sefer Yeshua. The spies, yes, right? Who are those spies? Pinchas and Kalev, right? So Rashi says there, V'kachai v'Rashi al Navi Yeshua, Shekasir sham rak raka v'azona t'chaya, hi v'chol asher ito b'bayis, ki ech beso es ha-malachim, asher sholachnu. V'kasir Rashi there, Shelekach nikru malachim. Why are they called malachim? You remember? You're smiling. You remember, Eliezer? Why are they called malachim? Mishum shayu k'malachim, Sheshamru atzma min achet. They were like malachim that they didn't sin. Hinei roinu shechazal pirshu k'shatora omeres malachim When the Torah says Malachim doesn't just mean Shluchim, it means there's a spiritual force happening as well. Hakaruyim Malachim. And he says, he brings from the Sefer Tzror Hamor, who says B'Shem Hazar in Parshas Balak, also it says, Vayishlach Malachim El Bilam Ben Ba'or. So even there, he says, Shayim Malachim Mamish, Shayim Malachim Mamish, those were Malachim Mamish, Shenosif Al Asarim Sheshalach Balak, Shalach Lo Ot Kochus Ruchniim, Shel Kishuf V'Kiseim Lahavi as Bilam Elav. It wasn't just physical forces that he sent to bring Bilam, but there was some type of spiritual, obviously coming from the Sitra Achra, coming from the other side, but bringing also some type of, sending some spiritual force. And then he brings the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. There's a machlokas over there on Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Malachim Eilu Shluchei Basav Adam. Right? The first man, the Amar, says, these malachim that Yaakov sent were flesh and blood. People, Rabbanan ami malachim mamish. And the Rabbanan say, no, they're mamish malachim. Amar Reb Chama bar Chanina, Hagar shifcha sarai haisav and his dam lo chamisha malachim. Five malachim came to her. Ze shehu ohavo shel bayis al achas kama v'kama. Uma Eliezer, Shehaya Avdo Shel Bayis, Nizdav Gulo Kama Malachim. Eliezer also had Malachim come to him. Zeshu O Havo Shel Bayis, Alachas Kama Malachim, Vakasar Rabbeinu Bechaya, Shekidivre Shtea Shitos Bemedrish Kachaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Eilu Veil Divil Kim Chaim. They're both right. They're both right. She Yaakov Shalach Es Esav, Gam Es Shlucha Va'avada, Veshalachimayim Gam Min HaMalachim. So he sent both. He sent regular Basar Adam, Shulchan Rebbeinu Mechaya says, and also Malachim Mamish. Ukeder Shosa Avram, Zikno Sheispalo Lesham Yisala Sheyishlach HaMalach Im. Okay, I'm not sure what he's referring to over there. Valkein, Nir Lefiyani Yazdaiti Lomer, Gam Kan. Also here, Sha'av Shapir's Kipshuto Shigenu Shalach Shluchim B'chol Menashe. There's the Pashib Shah. He sent messengers. Mikomokum Gamruach Malachi Malachi Kodesh Haya Imaim. But he also had Malachi Kodesh. Ulechein is Aku Hashvatim Lavo Le Ezra's Kidon. And therefore they all gathered right away. Shim Lokein Lo Muvan Eich Pitom Shamu L'Shluchei Gidon. Why else would they listen? Who's this Gidon? Again, he's a no name. Gidon is not, he's not famous. Nobody knows him. He's not a Talmud Chacham. He's not, right? All of a sudden, this guy's coming on the scene. Who is he? And yet, everyone's coming after him. So he says, it must be that he wasn't just sending Stam messengers. There were Malachim that he sent with him. Okay? Fine. The next Kasha, yeah. Yeah, the next Kasha, we said, why only Asher, Zevulun, and Naphtali? Why not Yisachar and Ephraim? The Das Sofrim says, the other question is, why not all the Shvatim down south? Why not all the Shvatim down south? Who says that? Where'd you get that from, Eliezer? Where? Say it. Art Scroll quoting Das Sofrim. Art Scroll, I'm assuming. Art Scroll is quoting Das Sofrim, yes? Okay. Quoting Das Sofrim, that's exactly what Das Sofrim says, that they would not allow, the Mejanim would not allow the Shluchim to go south, and therefore they couldn't gather the Shvatim down south. But the question that he does not answer, the question, he actually says Ephraim not coming was maybe, when also did we have certain Shvatim come, certain Shvatim didn't come? Right, Melchemes Sisra. You remember Melchemes Sisra, and in Shiras Devorah, Devorah took the task. Shvatim didn't come. Right, there was Shvatim didn't come. Devorah took the task. So Das Ofrim is hinting to maybe there's a problem here also with he says Ephraim, not he doesn't single out Yisachar. Okay, Yisachar is also not coming. Okay, Yisach and Ephraim aren't coming. Why not? So, what do you say?
They didn't get the
Sav Shimon. So they weren't even sent to, you're saying. Right. Okay, so how could you, right, so you can't really say a taina on them, right, because they didn't send the malachim to them. So then the question is, why not? Why are you just sending malachim to, who is it? Asher, Naphtali and Zebulun, and not the Yisach and Ephraim. Why wouldn't you send the Yisach and Ephraim to malachim? One at a time. Pinchas, sorry. Well, Yisach is right there. Yisach is both Yisach and Ephraim are the closest ones to Menashe, actually.
Yisach because Gideon wanted this Chesed Elohim, and Ephraim, he said according to one opinion, Ephraim is actually more down south, and they can get the Malachim there.
Okay, so it could be you're saying the block already happened between Ephraim and Yisachar. They wanted the schus of their Torah. Okay, nice chat. He says the let me just finish because we only have 2 minutes. I just want to finish. The Divrei Tova says that this was a strategic decision. They did not want, because Yisachar and Ephraim were right there where the Mejanim were, right by Emek Israel. So if they were sending Shluchim there, the Mejanim would pick up on this, and they didn't want them to get any intelligence. They didn't want them to know what was happening. Therefore, strategically, they chose not to ask Yisachar and Ephraim to come, rather the Shvatim on the other side, where Midian wouldn't pick up on it. They'd be able to gather the troops without them knowing. That's what he says strategically. Also, we said, I pointed out, there are three kavutzos over here, okay? So you have Vayizak Aviezer Acharav. So this is the Lev Aaron who's pointing this out. So first you have Aviezer, his family, and they all came right away, no problem. Then you have his Shevet, they also all came. They were loyal to him because they're from the same Shevet. But when it comes to the other Shvatim, it was not with the same loyalty, and they didn't necessarily yet 100% believe in Gidon. Okay, so therefore it doesn't say Vayizaik like it says by his own Shevet. It says Vayaalu Likras. And the Kli Yakar also points this out. Elohayu Mishevet Asher Vezulun B'Shalach Malachim Achareim Alu Likras. Ach Lo Acharav. It doesn't say Acharav there, right? Because they weren't Nichnayim Kolkach. That's why it says Vayaalu Likras. Alu Likras Ashluchim Kichaveim. They came like Chaverim, ki ish esrei eyu yazrei. Okay, I'll help you out. Well, it wasn't that they were totally mevato themselves to get him. I'll come. We'll help you. We'll be your friend. We'll come. And he says, he adds on to say that this is a tremendous chesed from Hashem that they did come. And the reason they came was because they were beginning to be margish, he says. They were beginning to be margish that Hashem, that the Ruach Hashem was with him. And that's his thrust. He says, Malachim means Malachim Mamish. There was something spiritual. They understood that there's something spiritual going on here with Gideon. They weren't yet totally bought in like his own Shevet was, but they're still willing to come and willing to help him and willing to fight. Okay.
Go ahead.